Welcome to our midweek show. I'm Coral Azus. First up, the Prime Minister of Iceland resigned yesterday. David Gunnlaugsson had been under pressure to give up his job after he was connected to what's being called the Panama Papers. These are more than 11 million documents. They were published Sunday by a global network of journalists. They're called Panama Papers because they're allegedly connected to a law firm in Panama called Mossack Fonseca. Why is this making news? Mossack Fonseca is accused of creating offshore bank accounts for people in power worldwide. It's possible these accounts were used to illegally hide money. The law firm's also suspected of creating shell companies, ones that don't actually conduct business. They could be used legally, they could also be used illegally to help operating businesses avoid paying taxes. Mossack Fonseca says it's done nothing wrong and that there's nothing in the Panama Papers that suggests it has. In fact, the firm says the documents were stolen from its business. But because it's set up so many thousands of companies, and because those companies have been linked to some powerful global officials, international authorities suspect that some illegal activity was going on.
The Panama Papers reveal a complex scheme and web of intrigue that goes across the globe. Those who were using the offshore companies, the clients, did so by hiring intermediaries, 14,000 banks, law firms, and other middlemen. The main destinations were Hong Kong, the United Kingdom, Switzerland, and the United States. Now, it's these intermediaries that dealt with Mossack Fonseca in Panama City. In fact, Mossack Fonseca may not even have known the true identities and owners of all the various shell companies that they set up. But they were setting up these shell companies and these nominees on an industrial scale. There are 113,000 set up in the Caribbean around the British Virgin Islands, followed by 48,000 in Panama itself. And then, of course, you've got those out in the Western Pacific that were also set up. Now, there is no doubt that many of these offshore companies were set up for entirely legitimate purposes. But the size and scale of this operation and the people who were involved leaves perhaps no one in any doubt that there were also nefarious motives, which would have included the avoidance of tax, money laundering, shielding from creditors and spouses, and of course, the avoidance and dodging of sanctions. And once again, it's on a global scale. Richard Quest, CNN, New York.